From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
I, too, don't feel safe. And, you know, my wife, when she's walking around, I also feel concerned.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome in. It's become a real problem for people living in the Marina District in San Francisco. Why they are growing sick and tired of what they see on the streets.
Sounds pretty frustrating, Amanda. Plus, the San Francisco hotels falling behind in their recovery. The new numbers showing a troubling trend.
Fancy espresso machine or a neon display of Twitter's logo. Your chance to own a part of the company's history right now.
We have a quick splash of showers returning into the forecast, heading into the afternoon hours. I'm going to time that storm out for you so you have a good idea what you can expect coming up in your full forecast. Well, the good news is for now, the roadways are dry, but we are already tracking brake lights for that ride as you head over into San Francisco. We'll have a look at the Bay Bridge coming up in just a few minutes.
It's no wonder why millions of people at home and around the world stop and watch you play.
And it was another time to celebrate the champs, the return of the White House tradition for the Warriors. We'll have that and more coming up in the Morning Mix.
But first, let's look at the top stories we're following this morning. Today, opening statements get underway in Elon Musk's security fraud trial. A 9-person jury was seated in San Francisco yesterday. So jurors will determine if the Tesla CEO cheated investors back in 2018 by tweeting he had lined up financing to take the electric car company private. Musk himself is expected to take the stand to testify. Representative George Santos, the Republican accused of making up his resume, has been assigned to two low-level House committees. Santos will be seated on the Committee on Small Business and the Committee on Science, Space and Technology. Santos has faced growing calls for his resignation while questions about his finances and background continue to grow. The San Francisco Police Union says some suspected catalytic converter thieves shot at officers who confronted them near USF yesterday. One was arrested, but two are still on the run. No officers were hurt. Let's look at your top stories. Let's take a live look from San Francisco right now. It is a dry start to the morning, something that we love to see and are definitely not used to at this point. But we are expecting another round of rain right here in the Bay Area. So to track that for us is First Alert Meteorologist Jessica Birch. What time can we start seeing that here?
You know, it's a very interesting system and it has a unique signature to it because it starts up in the North Bay and then it sweeps throughout the rest of the Bay Area, leaving a lot of us dry throughout most of the evening hours. I'm going to time that out right now for you so you have an idea of what to expect. We are starting off dry, though. You saw that live look behind me, but low pressure is pushing in from offshore, and that's going to bring this splash of showers in just around that 4 or 5 o'clock hour, starting up in the North Bay. Now, this is a frontal system, so backing it is cold, dense air and some windy conditions, too. I'm going to mention that in a bit, but this starts around, like I said, 4 or 5 o'clock up in the North Bay, sweeps into the central portion of the Bay from San Francisco, ranging all the way up into the Sacramento Valley around 8 o'clock tonight, and pushing into the South Bay just around 10, 11 o'clock. So keep that in mind. It is a fast-moving frontal system, and behind it, like I said, is cold, dense air, but at least it'll be dry pretty fast once it sweeps its way throughout your local area. After that, though, we're clear. And really, I mean that. As we head into Thursday, Friday, into the weekend, we're expecting clear conditions across the board, weak winds, a gradual warm-up. It sounds beautiful, and I'm really excited. You know, it was going to happen eventually where this major rain system comes to an end, but we're actually experiencing it, and we definitely need it right now.
And we're all smiles because we could use that break. Just, I know it's great to have that water for our drought, but I think we could appreciate the dry roadways, especially this morning when a lot of people are headed to work and school. So as we take a live look here at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, you can see it is already starting to stack up this morning. We've got a slow ride for commuters heading into San Francisco. Those metering lights were turned on just before 6 this morning and already starting to see that backup. In fact, here's another perspective. This is the Skyway. This is as you come off the Bay Bridge on the San Francisco side near that Fremont Street exit. And you can see things are definitely a little crowded there as well. Over on the San Mateo Bridge, westbound, so far so good. We're not seeing any major issues. In fact, if you're connecting from 880, heading all the way across the San Mateo Bridge onto 101, so far traffic is moving along pretty nicely. So if you're taking that route maybe to SFO for an early flight, so far so good on 101 in both directions. Justin.
Gianna, crews are working hard to clean up a couple of big mudslides in the Oakland Hills, excuse me. We went back to Alvarado Road in Oakland and found a longtime resident who told us his home survived fires, earthquakes, and even other mudslides. So he says he's not too worried.
At least it's not raining. It's a sunny day. Like I said, we're going to take the dogs to the park shortly. I went grocery shopping this morning, so another day.
Business as usual.
Just like every other day, except we have mud today.
There have been more than 500 landslides statewide since the new year, and more than 100 slides between Sunday and Monday alone. San Francisco's Marina District is known for expensive homes and fancy restaurants, but people who live there say their neighborhood is starting to become known for something else, crime. They say they're sick and tired of it. Betty Yu went to a town hall meeting where she talked to fed-up neighbors, sharing a scary story of their own.
Home surveillance video shows an attempted break-in in the marina in broad daylight. After scraping the front door with a tool, the man comes back and kicks in the door several times as he yells threats. On the other side of that door was Sam Chirazi. He said he was on the phone with 911 and barricading the door with his body. This is the kind of daily crime that brought concerned residents to the District 2 Public Safety Town Hall Tuesday that at times got heated.
I understand your anger. That's what I said.
Among the top problems shared with Supervisor Catherine Stephanie, District Attorney Brooke Jenkins, the police chief and captain, and city representatives, crime, homelessness, open-air drug markets, and mental health.
I, too, don't feel safe. And, you know, my wife, when she's walking around, I also feel concerned. And we all kind of walk around with our finger on our pepper spray around here.
Sam was victimized just a month after he moved to San Francisco in May. He said the former DA committed to charging this case as vandalism. He started a neighborhood petition called Saving San Francisco, asking city officials for stricter enforcement of laws.
But the fact that we're witnessing criminal activity on a daily basis in broad daylight, and we're calling the police, we're writing to our supervisor, we've written to the district attorney, we've written to the police captain, and also written to the mayor, and nobody's responding, it really makes it feel more unsettled.
We hear your concerns, I get your emails.
The police department said it has a strong working partnership with Jenkins. SFPD encouraged residents to keep reporting concerns so the department can collect data and prioritize calls for service. The DA promised accountability and pushed for a collective effort.
As California residents, we have to look at the laws and see, do we need to make changes? Right now, misdemeanor laws don't hold really any serious consequence at this point, and it's because of things that have happened over the course of years to the laws.
As for Sam, his greatest concern is known individuals in the marina who don't accept city services.
So where does that put us, having to walk down the street and go to the grocery store or go to the bank or run errands, and being integrated with people that need help? They need stricter intervention, something more than just, hey, do you need help? Those people saying no, and then the city walking away.
Yeah, we saw that with the viral homeless video. She was off.
Yeah, you can now own a part of Twitter. The company is auctioning off the contents of its San Francisco offices months after the mass layoffs. There are 11 pages of items. Most are office furniture, including chairs and desks. There's also kitchen equipment. Now, here are some of the items that stood out to us there. A neon Twitter bird, you see right there. That is bidding for it started at $50 yesterday, but now it's over $22,000. Yeah. Now here's another one. This is an at sculpture. I remember talking about this when we first found out about it. This is now over $8,200. Yeah. And in case you need to make a private call, a soundproof office phone booth, that's going for $4,300. So you have until 10 o'clock this morning to bid.
I'm apartment hunting right now. Or no, I take that back. I'm shopping for my apartment that I just got.
Okay.
And I was thinking about that, but then seeing those numbers, I think I'm going to stick to, like, IKEA for now.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a lot.
Which one were you thinking about?
The chairs.
The chairs.
Yeah. The Twitter board would be cool to have, and it's kind of a fun game room.
Yeah.
But not for that variety.
Yeah.
No, that your game room's not that fancy.
Yeah. No, it's not that fancy. It doesn't even exist.
I'd rather spend that money for the Niners game this Sunday.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
if I had it, but I'm not going to regardless. But
okay. Still a lot of money.
Just,
regardless.
It is a lot.
All right.